Our region is filled with people who are getting into their upper years. On this week's edition of You and the Law, Sarah Duvall is here talking about elder abuse. If you are a person getting into your older years, are there things you can do to protect yourself?
Yes, there certainly are. Probably the number one thing you can do to protect yourself is to make sure that you are not isolated. I understand this can be difficult, but keep active in your community groups, keep active in your church groups, keep in touch with family. Also, make sure that you are aware of your own financial health and safety. Keep your financial picture clear. Review your bank statements. Don't be afraid to ask questions. If something doesn't seem right, then don't be afraid to confront someone or to reach out and contact an agency for clarification.
Is this true whether or not you have a caregiver or someone coming into your house, or whether you feel you're fine alone and you don't need your kids to come by and check your financial records, although you might need the kids to come by to shovel the sidewalk?
I mean, that's really a personal choice. I think that, of course, as we age, having someone assist with finances is something that a lot of people consider through documents like a power of attorney, a representative payee for Social Security. But that's something that you have to make as a decision on your own, and don't let anyone pressure you into it. You may want to, if you trust someone and you feel like they could be of assistance, that might be the right decision for you. I would recommend, though, that you talk it over with an attorney privately before you make any sort of decision about a power of attorney, and that you really have full trust in the person you appoint as your agent.
If you have the situation that you hear about so often where the kids really aren't here, is it really important that you take care of yourself and develop some kind of a support or protection structure?
Definitely. It's really important that you do take care of yourself. Be cautious. If somebody who hasn't shown a lot of interest in you before, you know, if your children and close family aren't not in town, and if maybe somebody on your street or somebody in your church starts to show a special interest all of a sudden, and it just doesn't seem right, just be aware of that. I would recommend, like I said, it's important to keep active in your community. It's important to keep active. Go to the senior center. Stay involved with your church. The more active and involved you are, the less likely you are to fall victim to elder abuse.
Is it important to recognize that if you have a problem with a caregiver, or you think, you know, there should be more money around than there is, that there is help?
Yes, it's really important to reach out if you do suspect any sort of financial exploitation or other form of elder abuse. We recommend that you contact our agency, Legal Services for the Elderly. There's no income requirements for the elder abuse grant. You can reach us at 853-3087. If you have an immediate concern about yourself or someone else's physical well-being, we recommend that you contact Adult Protection. Of course, if it's an emergency, call 911, but Adult Protection, you can reach at 858-6877. And for immediate assistance 24 hours a day, you can contact Crisis Services at 834-3131.
Is there any special help out there for people who may not speak English?
There are agencies in the area. I believe that Journey's End is one of those agencies that assists with recent immigrants who might not speak English. Our agency does have some translating options. I would contact Journey's End.
Is it really important for family members who may be out of town to find some way to check up on mom or dad?
Yes, I think so. I think that for family members, if you're concerned about your parents, then get involved with their lives. Make sure you call them, come visit. If something doesn't seem right, if they seem to be slipping, then make the appropriate calls or pledge to be more involved, to check up more.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Sarah Duvall has been here, and we've been talking about elder abuse. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.